With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World continues coming to the aid of Israelis following the brutal murders of hundreds of innocent people Saturday morning.
And pulling, you know, people out of their vans and shooting them, shooting entire families in their houses, killing 260 kids at a, you know, rave musical concert. Pictures that have circulated on Israeli TV. I don't know if they're making it onto American TV.
Dr. Michael Oren, former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office.
It's a small country. You know, proportionally speaking, it's something like 10 or 11 times what America lost on 9/11.
Israel vowing to lay total siege to the Gaza Strip as it pounds the Hamas-ruled territory in the wake of the unprecedented military reign of murder. Israel's vaunted military and intelligence apparatus was caught completely off guard, bringing heavy battles to its streets for the first time in decades. Also at srnnews.com, Michael O'Hanlon, the Director of Research for Foreign Policy with Brookings Institution, explains what the objective of Israel's announced complete siege of Gaza is and should be.
The idea is to do a thorough search of much of Gaza, even building by building in places, to look for a combination of weapons caches, but also leadership and headquarters, and even sympathizers with Hamas.
Also, the Israeli government has declared war and given the green light for significant military steps to go after Hamas. Some 48 hours after Hamas launched the attack, Israeli forces are crushing the last groups of fighters holed up in several towns in the southern part of Israel. More than 700 people have been killed in Israel. As many as 11 are Americans. This is SRN News. Some alarming comments from Hillary Clinton.
In an interview with CNN's Christian Amanpour, the former Democratic presidential candidate suggests that people who support Donald Trump for president are essentially members of a cult and need, quote, formal deprogramming. Those words are particularly troubling to evangelical Christians, large numbers of whom voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. There's been talk in the past by critics of Christianity that its followers need to be deprogrammed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its head in Armenia. Officials in the capital, Yerevan, say vandals have smeared paint on the city's only synagogue earlier this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes a nationalist Armenian group is behind the attack. That group has been accusing Jews of being in cahoots with the Muslim regime in Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Many of the Republican candidates running for president say they'd use military force against Mexico in response to the trafficking of fentanyl.
More than 75,000 people in the United States died last year from overdoses of synthetic opioids, an annual figure more than 20 times higher than a decade ago. That rhetoric from the GOP candidates is welcomed by some families who've lost loved ones to fentanyl and have long argued Washington has not done enough to address the worst drug crisis in U.S. history. John Scott Report.
Sounds strange, but hair extensions of the future could be made out of a byproduct of bananas. When bananas are harvested, the stems of the plant are taken off and left to rot. A startup company in Uganda is now called in to work on new uses for the rest of the plant. They say those fibers could be made into hair wigs. More details at srnnews.com.